Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi everyone, this is Mahin and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategic insights and innovative solutions that are driving the future of Canadian businesses. Now today we're diving into the exciting world of clean tech, focusing on a company that's pioneering the next generation of solar innovation. Because in an era where sustainability is paramount, creating solutions that are not only affordable and accessible, but also have a significant environmental impact is a major challenge. Our guest is a serial entrepreneur, inventor, and researcher who has dedicated his career to leading challenging technology endeavors. Joining us today is Fabian De La Fuente, the co-founder and chief of operations officer at Solaris Enterprises Inc. Fabian has a 40-year history of leading technology ventures with over 100 patents and 6 exits, and he has been recognized as a clean tech contributor through the Clean 50 Award and has led research and manufacturing teams on 4 continents. Solaris, founded in 2020, is on a mission to make photovoltaic energy more affordable and accessible to everyone. Today we'll discuss Solaris' vision for next generation solar, explore the innovative PV modules and its applications, delve into the environmental impact of the tech, and reflect on Fabian's entrepreneurial journey. So without a further ado, let's welcome our guest Fabian. Fabian, we're very pleased to have you on the show today. How are you?
Hi, very good. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here.
Very pleased to have you with us. Now, Fabian, with your extensive experience in the technology endeavors, please, let's begin a little bit more about the inspiration that led you here. So tell us, what was the inspiration behind Solaris' mission to make photovoltaic energy more affordable and accessible?
So it's really interesting. I was born an inventor, and as an inventor, I always wanted to check the new stuff and to create something new. Right. However, when somebody was talking about clean tech and solar, I didn't understand the whole thing. However, I partnered with my co-founder, Dr. Sahar Sam, who had experience on this. So we took the journey to develop these photovoltaic modules. And along the way, I started to learn how this worked and how this could be improved. So basically, what we were looking for was a way to generate electricity, but to create that to make every device create its own electricity. Today, what is happening is, let's say your phone. Your phone has a battery and you need to connect that phone to the power grid. And that power is generated somewhere else. And what if we could have the phone itself generate its own electricity, and that way you don't have to connect it to the power grid? So we developed these PV modules made of a material called perovskite to do that, and that's basically our challenge: to manufacture and to sell and to convince other electronic manufacturers to introduce this into their technologies, into their product offerings.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a very compelling mission, Fabian, and it's clear that you're focused on a game-changing technology that addresses a critical need in the market. Now let's explore the unique characteristics of your PV modules and how they differentiate from what's currently on the market. Fabian, your PV modules are not just another solar panel. They're designed with unique features that make them ideal for a wide range of devices. So please tell us, what makes Solaris perovskite-based PV modules ideal for generating electricity in low light or indoor settings, and how does their lightweight, flexible design allow integration into devices from IoT to wearables?
So it's you're spelling it correct. It's perovskite, and the way it works is very interesting. You have the solar spectrum. So the solar spectrum of light that works at certain electron volts. And you have the indoor light, which works at different electron volts. There is some parts where they are the same, where they coincide. So regular solar panels, the ones you see in solar farms and solar rooftops, those ones are meant to capture the sunlight. With perovskite, we can either capture sunlight or indoor light or both. So knowing that most electronic devices work indoor, we shifted the electron volts from our technology to capture the indoor light. So in this case, indoor light, you have blue light, white light, and all of those different colors of light. But and we created like an average, and that's where we focused. So now with our PV modules, you can capture indoor light as well as sunlight. Another differentiator is that sunlight, regular solar panels, you need to face them directly to the sun. And this, you can capture ambient light and capture the energy directly any way they are facing. So that's the differentiators for ourselves, for our company.
Right. No, that's an impressive feat of engineering, Fabian. And the flexibility and low light capabilities of your PV modules are clear differentiators. Now let's discuss a key benefit of this tech, which is its significant environmental impact, particularly in cutting down on electronics waste. Because, Fabian, a core part of your platform's mission is to cut electronics waste and really lower carbon emissions. And your tech seems to deliver on this promise in a very big way. So please tell us, how does your PV module, which has CO2 cost of just 60 gram versus 320 gram for four disposable batteries, which is an 85% reduction, how does this help cut toxic e-waste and fossil fuel reliance and support your mission of making every device its own power source?
So those are very interesting numbers. We are making a reduction of 85% of the carbon footprint compared to disposable batteries. Each PV module saves 260 grams of CO2 per year and 1,540 grams. I need to read this because I forget those numbers over the 5-year lifespan. So once we remove the need for batteries, disposable batteries, that creates a green technology. So basically, I always compare this to the solar calculator. You remember the solar calculator that you just press the button and it powers, right? You never have to change or charge the batteries on them. With what we are doing at Solaire, we are creating PV modules that you can incorporate into any device that uses a battery and make the device generate energy themselves. And that way, you don't need to have disposable batteries anymore. And because the device is constantly generating energy, the size of the battery, because you need a battery when there's no light, it's smaller. And that way, we reduce the consumption of electricity generated by solar plants. Now, you will say, "Oh, but the phone, for example, consumes very little amount of energy." But if you multiply that by the millions or billions of electronic devices that potentially can use our technology, now you are talking about a big impact for reducing CO2 emissions.
Well, that's a very powerful and a tangible environmental benefit, Pabby. And it's clear that your technology is quite a game changer in the fight against electronics waste and carbon emissions. Now let's turn to your entrepreneurial journey and a humorous story that taught you a key lesson about communication. Because, Pabby, your journey as a serial entrepreneur has been marked by both global success and some valuable lessons. Please tell us, when a JFK customs officer cut short of your detailed explanation about your UN presentation, what did that moment teach you about entrepreneurship, about communication, and the importance of tailoring even world-changing ideas to the audience?
So the background to that story is that a couple of years ago, I got invited to the United Nations General Meeting to talk about the benefits of using perovskite photovoltaics in the everyday devices. And I was so excited. And mm-hmm. I was flying from somewhere else. I'm based in Canada, as you know. And I was flying from somewhere else to JFK. And when I got to the airport, immigration officer asks me, like, what is the purpose of your travel? And I go like, oh my God, this is my turn to shine. And I said to him, oh, that's great that you ask. By the way, I'm coming here from the United Nations. I started doing my pitch to him. And he just stamped the passport and said, oh, business. And then I go like, oh my God, I just pitch my whole story to the immigration officer without him asking me to do that. So yeah, when you are wired into what you are going to be doing and all that, you need to be excited about what you are doing, right? So yeah, it teach me that to be calm with some people and not to express myself about business to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Not asking for that.
Right. Well, that is a story, a fantastic one for sure, a very relatable one as well. It perfectly illustrates how an entrepreneur's passion and vision must always be tailored to the audience that they're communicating with. Finally, let's discuss Solaris' first commercial shipment and your vision for the future. Because Fabian, Solaris recently celebrated a major accomplishment, which is its first paid shipment of PV modules, a significant milestone for any new company. Please tell us, what does your first paid shipment of PV modules mean for your company's mission? And what is your long-term vision for scaling this tech to cut e-waste, lower carbon emissions, and lead in the solar innovation?
So first of all, it's a big support from the Canadian government. We received lots of grants. We receive also investment from local investors who trusted ourselves, Sahar and me. Sahar is my co-founder, and the project. And this is a deep tech project. It's different than software or hardware, because software, you can see it right away. Hardware takes a little bit of time, but you can see how it works. But on deep tech, we are talking about chemistry and different manufacturing processes. It was a little bit more complex, and it took us lots of time to get a product in the hands of consumers. So it was until today, until this year, that we were able to have our first commercial shipment. It was really exciting for us to see that a customer now is using the photovoltaic modules in an actual product because before that it was only prototypes for many different products. But this is the first time now it's in people's hands, in devices that are being recharged with our technology. Really exciting times. And how I see the future, we are working with tier one companies to introduce our technology into their product. We are talking with HP, Chicony, Amazon Lab 126, Samsung, LG, and other big companies to integrate this into their products.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is great insights, Fabian, and a very inspiring vision for sure. It's clear that Solaris is poised to be a major force in the future of clean tech. But this has been a great conversation with you. Thank you so much for your time. Your vision is clearly set on a path of continued innovation and growth, and we wish you all the best for that. As we wrap up now, Fabian, please tell us, if there's any one key message you want listeners to take away about building a sustainable, innovative business, what would it be?
So basically, to have a clear vision, of the mission and the purpose of your product. Something I have learned over the past 5 years is not to only generate wealth, but also to benefit others, in this case, the planet or the community where you live or where you operate, and focus the economic viability of things. And basically, the idea is to make to keep Canada as a leader of in innovation. It's important to have entrepreneurs doing what developing new products and innovations here in Canada.
Wow, that's a powerful and an essential message, Fabian. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your vision with us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And listeners, that was an insightful conversation with Fabian on the company's vision for the next generation solar and its innovative PV modules and their applications. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. We really appreciate your continued support. Please be sure to subscribe by visiting our website, canadiansme.ca. Special shout out to our partners, RBC, UPS, Avon Global College, ADP, and Google for their ongoing commitment. Until next time, please keep innovating and striving for success. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.